let's do a 10-minute halacha shiur first, and we're going to discuss Asar B'Teves, because Asar B'Teves is this Friday. It's somewhat unusual, not so unusual. We had it 3 years ago that Asar B'Teves came out on Friday, and maybe tomorrow we'll discuss some of the unique elements of Asar B'Teves that falls on Friday, but let's just discuss Asar B'Teves in general. Why do we fast Asar B'Teves? What's the date of Asar B'Teves? Sounds like a bit of a strange question, what the date is of Asar B'Teves, but we'll see that it's actually not such a strange question. And why is it that Asar B'Teves is more chamor than any other fast? What exactly that means, even when I say those words. So let's take one thing at a time. There are psukim in the Navi Zechariah, Perichas Pasuk Yates, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos. We're told about four special fast days: Tzom Haravi'i, Vitzom Hachamishi, Vitzom Hashvi'i, Vitzom Asiri. And one day in the future, Yeh LeBeis Yehuda LeSasun LeSimcha. Those days that we now observe as fast days are going to be days of Sasun LeSimcha, LeMadim Tovim VeEmes Rishol Mahevo. So it's going to be a wonderful time of celebration. What are these fast days? So Tzom Harvi is in Chodesh Tammuz in the fourth month, and that is Shavas B'Tammuz. Tzom Hachamishi in the fifth month in Chodesh Av, that's Tishbav. Tzom Hashvi'i, that's Tzom Gedalia in Chodesh Tishrei. Tzom HaAsiri, we're assuming that you start counting from Nisan. Tzom HaAsiri is in the tenth month, which is Asar B'Teves. So the history is that Klal Yisrael was given a deal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu, that all the land that you see in front of you, it's for your children, it's going to be for them forever. However, in Vayikra Perachav, there's a Tanai that's added. You need to observe the mitzvos. And then the land won't spit you out if you do the mitzvos properly. And the anyone who doesn't, when Klal Yisrael doesn't do the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, the land like vomits us out. It can't stand it. It's like you can't stand such impurity, just like it did to the Goyim that were there before us. And Rashi says, Mashal ben Melech shechilu davar ma'us. It's like a prince who's used to having the finest foods, and you give that prince something disgusting, she'in omid b'meh v'lemakiyo, it has to vomit it out. The prince has to vomit, even though a normal person maybe could stand such food, because he's not used to such high-level food. But for a prince, it's disgusting. So he spits it, he throws it all up. So too, Eretz Yisrael is like a prince. It could only stand the finest people, and when we are the finest people, then it's great, it's fantastic, then we're enjoying the life of the prince. But when we're not the finest people, so then it vomits us out. So after Klal Yisrael had violated this covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we did not observe the Chukim U'Mishpatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us Nevi'im to give us a message and to tell us we better get our act straight. But the Navi tells us in Divrei Yamim Beis Perek Lamed Vav, Gam Kol Sarei HaKohanim Va'am Hir B'Limol Mal K'Kol Tovei V'Sagayim V'Yitmos Beis Hashem Asher Hikdush B'Yerushalayim. We acted like all the rest of the nations. We did not do the right thing. He tried to send us messages, but what did we do with those Nevi'im that he sent us? We rejected all of them, and we continued to do terrible things. So as a result of that, the Navi tells us in Malachim Beis Perachav Hei, Vayhi b'shnas hatshias l'molcho, in the ninth year of the reign of Sidkiyahu, b'chodesh Asiri, in the tenth month, b'asr l'chodesh, on the tenth day of the month, but Nebuchadnezzar, Melch Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel, came, who v'chol chelo al Yerushalayim, v'ichan ala, v'yivn ala, d'ksavi, v'tavo ha'ir, b'matzar ad ashtey asar shan, al Melch Sidkiyahu, and he surrounded the city on that day and stayed that way for a couple of years, b'tishol chodesh v'yachzak rav, b'ir v'lo yalechem lam arz v'tibaka ha'ir, until he finally broke through a couple of years later. But it all started on Asar B'Teves. And Sefer Yecheskel, Perich of Dalit also, it says, "Vayhi dvar Hashem elai b'shana atchiyas b'chodesh ha'asiri ba'asa l'chodesh leimar, ben adam, kesov l'cha Hashem hayom ves etzem hayom hazeh, samach melech bavel Yerushalayim be'etzem hayom hazeh." Yecheskel adds in that key phrase, be'etzem hayom hazeh, that on this very day of Asar B'Teves, it's when Yerushalayim was surrounded, and that was the beginning of the end. So it seems very clear when Asar B'Teves is supposed to be. It's supposed to be on Asara B'teves. However, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis tells us, very interesting, Rabbi Shimon says, there are four things that Rabbi Akiva darshined, and I disagree with the way he darshined. I don't darshan like he darshined. One of the things that he lists is that the fast is supposed to be on Asara B'teves, and he quotes the Pasuk in Yechezkel, B'chodesh Asiri B'asar L'chodesh, on the 10th day of the month, where the city was surrounded. So Rabbi Shimon says, but Vani Eini Omer Kein. That's how Rabbi Akiva says. I disagree. I don't think so. I think that Tzom Asiri is supposed to be on Chamisha B'teves, on the 5th day of Teves. What? Why would it be on Chamisha B'teves? Because the Navi Yechezkel tells us that it was on that day that word got to the Gullus about the siege of Yerushalayim, and therefore it was the Yom Shmua was Ki Yom Srefa. When we heard about it, it was as sad a day as the Yom Srefa itself, and says Rabbi Shimon, V'nirid Varai Midivir Rabbi Akiva. I think I'm more correct than Rabbi Akiva is. He thinks it should be on the 10th day. I think it should be on the 5th day. Good, so how do we paskin? Well, we know how we paskin, but the Torah in Siman Tavkuf Memtes writes, he only quotes Shitas Rabbi Akiva, doesn't even quote the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. So the Beis Yosef writes on the spot, even though in Talmud Bavli, Rabbi Shimon says that he doesn't think Rabbi Akiva is correct, he thinks that it's Hei B'teves, Lo Kasav Rabbeinu El Adivir Rabbi Akiva, the Torah only mentions Rabbi Akiva's Shita, Mishum Dinohug Alma Kavase, because the Minhag HaOlam is like Rabbi Akiva, that's why we don't even mention the other Shita. The Minhag HaOlam is that we observe the fast on Asara B'teves. Asks the Birka Yosef, the Chidah in the Sefer Birka Yosef and Shulchan Aruch, he says, why doesn't the Beis Yosef say much more pashut? The halacha is, ein halacha k'talmud b'makom harav. When Talmud argues on a Rebbe, so the halacha is never like the Talmud, b'makom harav. So why don't we just say that's the reason why we only quote Shitas Rabbi Akiva? What do you have to say? Because nohu galma, because that's what the minhag became. So the Birka Yosef suggests that over here, the rule would not have been an operative rule. Ein halacha k'talmud makom harav is when the Rebbe and the Talmud disagree with each other during the Rebbe's lifetime. So we don't pass like the Talmud against the Rebbe. But if the Talmud disagrees after the Rebbe has died, then we no longer say Ein halacha k'talmud b'makom harav. And Adrabi says over here, there's also another klal in place that the Birka Yosef points out even if it, regardless of whether he argued in his lifetime or after his death, that we have another klal in place that halach Rabbi Akiva mechavero, that we always pass on Rabbi Akiva against any other individual Tana. Now in the Sefer Binyan Shlomo, Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, quotes from the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam in the Shar HaVelus in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, where the Ramban writes that Hilchasa u'minag k'Rabbi Akiva, that both Alacha and the Minhag follows Rabbi Akiva. So Rav Shlomo Mivilna explains that when he says Halacha and the Minhag is like Rabbi Akiva, is that if it were just Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro v'kol shkei mitalmido, that we pass like Rabbi Akiva because he's arguing on an individual, plus that individual happens to be his Talmud, but we could just say that maybe it's different over here because Rabbi Shimon's reason is more mistaver. Meaning if each one gives logic and Rabbi Shimon's logic is more compelling, so maybe the logic would carry the day and would tell us to go against Rabbi Akiva. When it's mistaver taime, we don't listen to klalim in halacha. Sometimes we go with the svara. Even a yachid and a rabbim, if the yachid is more correct, if the yachid svara makes more sense, the Gemara needs the daflamin of basis, sometimes we go with the yachid if the svara was more correct. So that's why we have to say, no, it's not just that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, but the minhag is also like Rabbi Akiva. Now in this sefer that I have here, Mo'adim L'Simcha, he suggests that maybe without the Ramban in the Torah, we could have said that Rabbi Akiva and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai aren't arguing at all. Maybe they're just arguing on how to touch the Pesukim, but no nafkamina ladina. Maybe everyone is moda that Bizman Hazeh, it's only on Asara B'teves. There's no other fast day. It's Asara B'teves. Even if Tzom HaAsiri that the Navi referred to as Chamisha B'teves, nevertheless, that was not Noeg. That Tzom was only Noeg for Golos Yechaniah and their children, because they didn't see the Chorban at all. They only got the word about the Chamisha B'teves. They got the word that that the city was besieged, and therefore they made Yom Shmua Ki Yom Srefa, even though it was a Shmur Rechoka. but because of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, it was such a significant event. Or that Reb Shimon Yochai holds like the Chacham that a Shmur Rechoka is knowing for Shiva Shlash, whatever it is, even though it's a Shmur Rechoka, they considered it a significant event. Rabbi Akiva, who disagrees, is Lashitaso. He holds that a Shmur Rechoka you only observe one day. You don't have such serious Avelus for a Shmur Rechoka. But that was all by Golas Yechanya. But by Golas Sidkiyo, where we saw the Churban ourselves, you're not going to say that they were Gozer, the Tzom, and the Yom Shmua. When you see it yourself, when we were there to experience the Churban, so then it's going to be on the day that it actually happened. So maybe everyone would agree that Bismanenu, we would say, it would be on Asar B'Tevis. That's what he suggests. But in any event, Asar B'Tevis on a certain level is more chumer than any other Tainus. The Beis Yosef in Simtavkov Nun writes, in the name of the Abu Dram, in Hilchas Tainios, Asar B'Tevis hu Meshuna Mishar Tainios, Shem Hayuch Chal B'Shabbos, Lo Hayuch Chol L'Chos L'Yom Acher. If Asar B'Tevis were to fall on Shabbos, it can't, because of the way the calendar is fixed. If it were to fall on Shabbos, we'd have to fast on Shabbos if Asar B'Tevis were to fall on Shabbos. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes from the Abu Dram. The Ar Sameach, in the fifth parak of Hilchos Tanyos, Halacha Vav, quotes from the Mabit in Kiryas Sefer to explain that the Isser to fast on Shabbos is only to fast Me'es La'es, from one sundown to the next day. But to fast only during a daytime would not be an Isser D'oraisa on Shabbos, and therefore we would be able to fast Asar B'Teves on Shabbos. But why? What makes Asar B'Teves so chamur that we would even do it on Shabbos? So the Minchas Chinuch has an interesting idea. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph suggests Ba'arichus that Midivrei Kabbalah, all these four fast days that we're talking about, Midivrei Kabbalah, they don't have a specific date. What did the pasuk say? It's talking about Tzom Arvi, Tzom HaChemishi. What does Revi and Chemishi mean? It's not talking about the day. What's it talking about? The month. So at some point during those months, we have to have a fast day. There is no etzem hayom that you must have the fast day on that day. Midivrei Kabbalah. That's a din d'rabbanan later that we instituted specific days. That explains so much, says the Minchas Chinuch. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan says, "Oh, if I would have been there, I would have been koveya Tisha B'Av and Asiri Ba'av." What do you mean, if you would have been? The Navi says you have to do Tisha B'Av. How could you have changed it? Go against Divrei Kabbalah. No, the Navi only said you have to have a Tzom HaChemishi. He never said what day the Tzom HaChemishi has to be. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if I would have been around when we were being Misakin, what day to fast, I would have chosen Asiri Ba'av. But when it comes to Asar B'Teves, what does the pasuk say twice in Yecheskel? Be'etzem ayom hazeh, etzem ayom hazeh, that it's dafka, got to be on that day. So maybe that explains why Asar B'Teves would even be Docha Shabbos according to the Shita of the Abu Dram. Many of the Achronim point out that not everyone agrees with the Abu Dram. Rashi Maseches Megillah Daf Hamad Aleph seems to say not that way, because on the line in the Mishnah where it says Tisha B'Av Ma'acharin, that we would delay a Tisha B'Av that fell on Shabbos, Rashi writes Hu Adin Yud B'Teves V'Yud Zayin B'Tamuz. The same is true about Asar B'Teves and Shavas B'Tamuz. So it sounds very clearly that Rashi holds we would not fast. It's academic, but Rashi holds we would not fast on Shabbos. So there are some that try to be Miyashev Rashi. The Hisaris Tshuva tries to say that Efshar Lomar, that even the Abu Dram would hold that we don't fast on Shabbos. It's just all the Abu Dram says is that if it were to fall on Shabbos, we wouldn't push it off to Sunday. Doesn't mean we would fast on Shabbos, just means because of Etzem Hayom, there's no point in fasting another day. But in a chinam, you wouldn't fast on Shabbos either. Okay, that's creative. Another possible teretz, the Tshuvas Maran Brisk, Chelek Gimel Siman Sadites, says that Bizman She'in Shalom V'yesh Mad Rachman Al-Islan, then even Rashi would be mode that if Asar B'Tevis falls on Shabbos, you have to be Mashlim, because it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. But when there's no Shmad, then it all depends on what Klal Yisrael wants. It all depends on Ratzu. So since it all depends on the Das of Klal Yisrael, Mistama, we were never Mekabel to fast on Shabbos. Maybe that's how it could be Miyashiv Rashi with the Abu Dram, that the Abu Dram was talking about in the Shas Shmad, and Rashi was talking about it during regular times. But why? Why of all the fasting? Let's say it's because of Etzem Hayom Hazeh, but What is it? Why is it that Asar B'Tevis has to be even on Shabbos, whereas other things aren't going to be on Shabbos? So Chassam Sofer has a drasha where he explains that since the Churban happened, because Klal Yisrael is Mechal Shabbos, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Yates on Beis, it says like that, sounds like that from the Pesukim in Yirmiyahu in Parakit Zayin, so since it's about Chilul Shabbos, therefore, the fast day is observed even on Shabbos, because lo charvi Yerushalayim el b'shvil shechilu ba'as haShabbos. So that's the explanation that some give as to why Asar B'Teves even doch Shabbos. They quote from the Lubavitcher Rebbe that the reason it's doch Shabbos is because Asar B'Teves is the worst of all of them, because that was the beginning of the end. Meaning, sometimes we see events, and when we and in hindsight we realize how significant those events were. I mean, at the time that they happened, it didn't feel like Chorban yet, because the Beis HaMikdash was still there, the walls were still standing. It may not have felt quite that terrible, but in hindsight, we realize that that's what led to everything else, that was the first step. And when you're looking at the first step, had that not happened, nothing else would have happened after it. So maybe it's just that it's so terrible, that's why Asar B'Teves would even be Docha Shabbos. Okay, Bezrashem, tomorrow we'll talk about the uniqueness of Asar B'Teves and Erev Shabbos.